So I just need to be alone for a while, and why don't you watch the opening credits, and hopefully I'll be in a better mood, because the theme song always does cheer me up a little bit. Okay?
Called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary Show? This is the theme to Gary Show, the opening theme to Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch it's Gary Shandling Show. The theme to Gary Shandling Show.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. How are you doing right now? You're listening to Dead Pixel Live PR. The PR stands for Power Ranking Edition. Power Ranking Edition is where what do? We rank the top consoles in the world. Hold on, let me do this real quick. Hold on, let me get a topic. The Tire Claw is refusing to do his job, so I must do his job for him. There you go. Done. Now, if anybody is looking for a job at allgames.com, especially in the chat room, you want to be a top-ranked chatter, go to the chat room, let me know, and I have a position that is waiting to be filled. It pays nothing, but you do get a lot of chatter points, and that takes you to being one of the top three chatters. The job is very simple, very straightforward. I will not go into details of the job unless you are interested. I do not want to. I don't want to waste my time with pretenders, with people who just want the glory. I need people who are ready to put in the work. If you're ready to put in the work, and want to be a top-ranked chatter, then let me know, and I will make it happen. You and me together. Now, how do these power ranking work? You ask. How do these rankings work, you ask? I will tell you how they work. We don't go by sales charts. We don't go to some website and look, what's number one? What's number two? What's number three? No. We don't go by, what are the critics saying today? No. We go by what the people are saying. We go by the zeitgeist. The zeitgeist is how we decide what people are talking about in the chat rooms, in the forums, on the internets, on the Facebooks and social networks. That's how we decide what the top consoles are. We do it every week, and we've been doing it for 84 weeks, and we will keep doing it. And we will keep doing it. If you want to be a part of this show, if you want to call in, this is an All Games radio show. That means we are part of the All Games Radio Network at allgames.com. Allgames.com! Not just talk about games, it's what gamers are talking about. You can call in at any time. This is an interactive show. You can go to Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, Skype. You don't need to pay anything. It is completely free. You type in Dead Pixel Radio, D-E-A-D-P-I-X-E-L-R-A-D-I-O. Dead Pixel Radio, all one word. You type that in, you hit call, and you will be on the air. That's how it works. If you don't want to do that, if that's too much work for you, the sound of your voice is like fingernails on a chalkboard, then what you do is you go to allgames.com/live, L-I-V-E. That will take you to the mighty, mighty All Games chat room. It's been there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 and one quarter days out of the year. Always somebody in there ready to talk video games with you. You go to that page, allgames.com/live. You hit the chat button, join button, whatever button. There's a button there. You just click that button. and you are in and you are participating. You want to send me an email? Do so. Derek@allgames.com. DERRICK@allgames.com. Send a message. Twitter. You can tweet. You can tweet all your twats over. I will read all the twats that I get. All games radio on Twitter. You can join the All Games Facebook group. Just go to allgames.com. At the top, there's a button that says Facebook group. Click that. You will be able to ask to join. It is a closed group. Only the best can be a part of it. But just by asking to join, that means that you want to be the best, and you will be brought in. Simple as that. Doomplague says All Games needs a jingle. I think we have a jingle. If I'm correct, I think that we already do have an All Games jingle. Let me see. Da 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 da. Let's see. Promos. What about this? Is this it?
In a world of pre-recorded podcasts, there's one that's live. Dead Pixel Live.
Good Lord. That's one, that's loud. And two, I think that's just for DPL. Is there one for all games? What about this one?
Yo, ready!
Well, that's old school. Let's bring it. These need to be labeled more. You need to be labeled a lot more.
Dead Pixel Live.
All these are DPL. All of these are DPL.
So fill the glass and wave it high, cause Alpha Box is back on Dead Pixel Live.
Wow. These are old. Let me go to a different folder to see if there's a... I could have sworn... I had one that was full of all games logos. Let me get out of this folder. And hello, caller, who's this?
This is Heck.
Hello, Heck. What's up? What's going on?
Man, I'm sad.
Why?
Because Gary Shandling died, man.
Yes, he did. But why are you sad about it?
I grew up watching that guy.
Wait a minute. So you're sad because you're not gonna be able to get his humor anymore. He's not gonna be able to make you laugh anymore. That's why you're sad.
Yeah.
That's you. That's you. You're sad for yourself. Yeah. You're upset because of something for you. You're not upset for Gary Shandling. You're like, look at what I lost. Look at what I'm not gonna have anymore. Look at me, Heck. I'm not going to be able to get my funny man. The funny man's not going to make me laugh. I'm happy that Gary Shandling is no longer in pain. I'm not sure what he died of, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I did not continue reading the story. But I believe he is in a better place, mostly because the earth sucks, because the earth is filled with people. So wherever he's at, I'm hoping there's less people. And that... he can go on and travel the universe or meet with his deities or come back as a tree or whatever his belief system says happens after death. I hope that is fulfilled for him. And I'm happy that he is able to move on to the next stage of his journey. You know what I thought when I saw that Gary Shandling died there, Heck? You know what I thought?
What?
Jeez, I started, literally I was like, let's see. That means like 20, 30, huh. Like if I make it another 30 years, I think I might have another 30 years. I started adding up my own time. So I was like, if Gary Shandling, because I remember Gary Shandling was young, and if he's old enough to drop, that means, like, I'm right around the corner.
Celebrating 10 years of talk.
What are you talking about?
About the games you play.
Impressive.
All Games Radio. Online at allgames.com.
Damn, that's a good jingle right there. I mean, is that a promo or a jingle?
I'd say that's a jingle, but it's outdated.
Because it should be 20 years right now, right? Is that why?
I think so, yeah.
Don't just sit there. Get interactive and call us toll free.
At Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Is that one better or no?
That one was better, yeah.
Okay. A lot of people are dropping. Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest died. Yeah, a lot of people are dying. Joe Garagiola died. A lot of people are dying. No, it doesn't matter. They're all in a better
place. Doesn't matter. They're dead.
They're all in a better place now.
And we're stuck here with Trump.
I'm not worried. It's not, like I said last week, I'm not worried. It's not Trump I'm upset about. It's the people that are supporting Trump and then give a bullshit reason why they're supporting him. Just come out. I'm tired of people not just being, if you believe in what you believe in and you think you're right, and you think you're just in what you believe in, and you are not ashamed of what you believe in because you know you believe. Like, look. What do I like? I like
wrestling.
I like wrestling. I like wrestling. It's fun to me. I like the stories. I like the violence. I think it's funny. I think it's you can get riled up about it. That's why I like it. Now, if I went around saying I like wrestling purely for the athleticism that these great competitors show. I believe they're some of the great, like, I believe that they're the greatest competitors and athletes around. I just go to appreciate the art that they're performing in front of me. That would be bullshit. You know, I'm like, that means that I'm ashamed of why I actually like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to lie for a reason, like, I like wrestling. I think it's funny. I like when people beat up each other. I like the attractive women. I like jumping around, beating up on each other. I like the guys punching each other in the face and then doing something stupid. It makes me laugh. It brings joy to me. The athleticism, I thought Bastion Booger was a great wrestler. Not really athletic. King Kong Bundy.
Very not athletic.
I don't understand how King Kong Bundy is not in the Hall of Fame right now. But I saw that guy get winded. I saw him do an interview sitting down where he picked up the phone and pretended to call General Mustafa on the phone. And by the end of it, sitting down talking on the phone, he was winded. Now, I'm not going to tell you that he's a great athlete, but I will tell you that I enjoy what he does. But it's like, if you believe in what your stance is or whatever, then give a true reason. Don't make up some bullshit reason and then expect everybody to go along with it because you're ashamed of the real reason. If you're ashamed of the real reason, then there's a problem with that real reason. If you're ashamed of something you're doing, then there's a problem with what you're doing. Period. End of story. I saw a thing on Facebook that you're not supposed to open doors for women anymore. And I was like, really? Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. And then my mom called me. I was like, Ma, am I supposed to open doors for women? She's like, yes, Derek, you always open a door for a woman. Like, what about holding, am I supposed to hold a door open for? And she's like, yes. Like, that's just being polite. That's just general being politeness, standard. I was like, well, Facebook says I'm not supposed to. And she's like, don't listen to those women. And like, I was like, you know, because I was reading all this, I was expecting to see like a couple of like comments saying it's not so bad, or you know, I don't see what a big deal is. No, but each and every person was like, how it's the worst thing in the world, and how dare these people. I was like, okay, I guess I'm not.
Yeah, but if one person posts that and believes in it, chances are their friends, like their circle, have the same kind of mindset. So everybody on that post is going to agree.
But it's Facebook, so aren't I in their friend circle too? That means it means.
Yeah. But did you comment?
Maybe.
Hey, this is video game composer Tommy Tallarico, and you're listening to All Games Radio. Check it out. It's not just talk about games. It's what gamers are talking about. Or something like that.
There you go. That's wrong.
Or something like that.
That's all right, whatever. Tommy Tallarico did a post on Twitter saying he has never drank alcohol or done drugs. I've never done drugs, but I've drank alcohol, even though I still don't get alcohol. Like, I've drank alcohol because, like, I guess I'm supposed to drink alcohol now. I still don't get what the deal is. I don't understand it. So,
alcohol on its own has no appeal. Unless you're an alcoholic, in which case chances are you're depressed.
Well, I'm always depressed.
But are you depressed enough to drink?
I'm depressed doing a lot of stuff. You have no idea how depressed I am. You have no idea. Reginator says, slight tangent, how's your mom doing? Still recovering? Yes, she broke her back, Reginator. Her car was a twisted hunk of metal and glass. And she said, she was like, Derek, I was looking and seeing, I saw that the DMV LA Games Conference is in April. And I was planning on, I was like, nope. She's like, no, I should be getting better by then. So I was like, no, all games will not sanction your travel to be a part of this games conference. So no, if you go, I will have no part of it because you should be at home recuperating. She's like, okay. So she is getting better, but she is not at a point where she can, her show is still indefinite, on different hold. But unlike some shows that are on hiatus, I'm pretty sure Mom's Minute will return.
There you go. Let's Ask a Lady. Never going to happen again.
All Games Interactive, don't hold your breath. I would say other
Retrograde
shows.
Retrograde and 50-50.
50-50. No, that ain't 50-50. Okay, let's say 50-50. Okay.
Like 50-50 is the optimistic outlook.
Yeah, both sides of that coin are heads.
I'm a give Retrograde a more positive review in coming back than people will give for Batman Superman.
I'm not going to talk about Batman Superman because I haven't seen it yet. People were giving it bad reviews before it even came out. People were jumping on back. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on seeing it maybe this weekend, and then I will talk about it. I should have seen it at least before the next episode of this show, and that's when I will talk about it. And I will just say this. What did you guys fucking expect? Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder made a half a good movie. And he made a half a good movie that looked different. And he's been riding on that for 20 years now, it seems. And it's crazy that they keep giving him bigger and bigger movies. Like, you would think that after that, whatever Superman was, they would have said, okay, let's rein this guy back. Because he's going, oh, we don't know what this is. They're like, no, let's double down. Like, okay, double down. Sure.
I've heard things. I've just heard things. And my hope has gone down. I still want to see it. But I'm not going to go to full price killing.
It's going to hurt when Deadpool outgrosses that movie. If Deadpool outgrosses that movie.
Right now, Deadpool has outgrossed every comic book movie in the last, 5 years? 10 years?
Yeah, but Batman vs. Superman, that was supposed to be the end-all, be-all. That was supposed to be the movie. Done. Like, no other... Avengers is supposed to... Like, Captain America Civil War would be like, look, if we can maybe get half of what Batman did, we'll be happy. No. Now it looks like, ugh.
Yeah. I think, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm already showing bias before I even see the movie.
You'll be happy to hear this. I will give some news before the show actually starts. I think we're still in the start thing. All games now. Well, you might not be happy to hear this. Well, yeah, I think you will be. Guess what the news is, Hecht?
Has allgames.com signed up for Amazon ads?
Yes. That's exactly what the news is. Amazon, we are now Amazon.com affiliates, I guess. After years and years of me not hitting a couple of buttons, I have hit those couple of buttons. And now.
Isn't it stupid how easy it is?
Yeah, yeah. I had to do some stuff because something's a little bit weird in the way it looked. But yeah, it was way too simple. But now, if you guys want to help All Games, and I know you do. Just go to allgames.com, click the Amazon button, and then go buy something from Amazon. If you're going to buy anything from Amazon, and you haven't already bought it from hetdogindustries.webcast.org, then please.
Look, now you're in direct competition with me.
Yep. So I will never, I will never say it again.
I will Donald Trump you and sue you so bad.
I will not give you free advertising. Go to allgames.com. At the very top of each page, there's an Amazon button. Just click the Amazon button. It will take you to Amazon. Costs you nothing. It adds $0 to your price. In fact, who knows? Maybe it drops some. Maybe it drops a couple pennies. I don't know how this stuff works. All I know is that you don't pay more. You go to Amazon like regular, and we get a little bit. They slice off a little bit for us. And all the money, I will tell you right now, I will tell you something that other networks won't tell you. The other podcasts won't tell you. I'll tell you how all the money, every cent of that money will be spent. Every cent of the money that is brought in will be spent on marketing for All Games. That's it. I'm not paying it. I'm not, no server bills. Scott is stuck with the server bills for a little while longer. No car payments. My car is paid off. No electricity bills, no water, no food, nothing. Every cent will go, if it's a dollar, $2, 15 cents, I don't care. It all goes to marketing for All Games because that's where we have been lacking in the past few years. And now that's what I'm going to do. Marketing, marketing, marketing.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, get that out there for allgames.com.
Hopefully it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where it just keeps, it's an everlasting circle and bring in more people, bring in more more listeners. And there you go. Simple.
And you gotta put that in the Facebook group because I hear HDIND is planning a takeover of that.
Really?
A consumer takeover.
That'd be great. It'll be fun for me to test out a whole delete button on the Facebook group. That'd be it'd be interesting for me to. You should, Ms. H, call me up, and anytime she calls me up like after 5 o'clock, I know something's wrong. And she called me up after 5, and she's like, "Derek," I was like, "What's wrong, Ma?" She's like, "Have you been to the Facebook group?"
What?
And I was like,
"What was it, Burr?"
No, no.
Oh, okay.
This time it was Tiger Claw. She was like, "Derek, you need to do something about Tiger Claw." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "He's posting every 15 minutes." I was like, "Okay, that's good." She's like, "Yeah, it is good, but how come he doesn't post it on the website? Does he know he can post it on the website too?" I was like, "I've told him." She's like, "Well, the Facebook's good, but why doesn't he support the website?" And I was like, "Man, I can't. I actually asked Tiger Claw before. And he said no." And Ms. H was like, "What was his reason?" I was like, "He didn't give a reason. He just said no." All he said was no? I was like, "Mom, I'm not going to go into a big whole thing about Tiger Claw at like 10 o'clock at night." So she's like, "Okay." I'm not even lying, too. That's 100% true. There's no reason for me to lie to you people about anything because I don't care enough to lie.
Number one chatter.
Hello, caller.
Hey, what's going on?
Who's this?
This is Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Hi. I called in to save the show because you guys are talking about Amazon affiliate groups and Facebook groups, and that's not good radio.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that's not good radio.
Excuse me. What's good radio? What's good radio?
Video games. Talk about that. Talk about that new Nintendo controller. And
what the hell, Billy?
Is that a real Nintendo
controller?
You come
into this call. Come into this call. Push me out.
No. I'm coming into this call to save you because Derek is pushing you out right now.
Is that a real? Is that a real controller? Is that a real controller? Has that been confirmed?
Is that confirmed?
I have been around since forever, and when I say forever, I'm talking about Vectrex, I'm talking about Pong, I'm talking about Atari 2600. I've seen all the controllers. And not only that, I saw them when they were at CES. I saw all the prototypes. I've seen all the stuff. And the one thing that every Nintendo system, everyone that has happened before it came out, some bullshit picture of a controller came out that looked weird and stupid. And people were like, this is the new Nintendo controller. And every time, it is never it. It is never the Nintendo controller.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that this is another case of that. But all the internet detectives did a little bit of sleuthing, and they kind of concluded that this is a developer. This is a game developer who took the photo in his office.
Really, that's what game developers do now. They get sued.
I don't know. Some of them.
They break NDA. So,
well, you know, you know this better as well as anybody. It's been very much democratized about who is a game developer these days and who can get access to hardware.
Look, the one thing that Nintendo doesn't do is hand out developerships willy-nilly, which is evidenced by the fact that there are like 3 third-party developers making games for the Wii U right now.
Well, that's because they don't. The one thing that Nintendo doesn't do right now is sell systems, so that's why there's only 3 developers for it.
The same people that reported that this is the controller also reported that Nintendo is killing the Wii U in 2 months. Like what Nintendo actually came out and said, "Shut the fuck up, we're not stopping nothing." Are these the same people that said that?
I don't know who these people are. Posted his own photo to Reddit. It wasn't like anybody reported that. They quote unquote reported a Reddit thread. So I wouldn't call that reporting. I don't know about you.
Nintendo NX, who cares? Does anybody even know? Once again, nobody even knows anything about a Nintendo NX. That's what I don't like about this.
No.
Where people, like, it's going to be shown in 3 months, and yet nobody knows about it, anything about it. But instead of specs or a case or a circuit board or anything, the developer decides to take a picture of some controller. Like, really?
Hey, there's nothing more important to a console than its controller.
I would not say that.
Would you not agree? I would not agree.
Consoles have been destroyed.
The main means of interaction.
Consoles have been destroyed by a controller. I will give you 2 examples. The Atari 5200 was destroyed by its controller. The Atari Jaguar, I believe, was destroyed by its controller.
Yeah, that touch-tone phone interface.
But other consoles have thrived, even though the Nintendo 64, I believe, the worst controller ever made.
That was a great controller.
It's like grapefruit juice. You remember the first time you ever tasted grapefruit juice? You're like, what? What? Why did somebody just pour acid down my throat? What is this crap?
It still tastes like shit to me.
And that Nintendo
64 controller, juice. You could hold that 3 different ways depending on the game you were playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was clever. It was clever. It was weird, but it was clever. It did not impede the playing of any game on that system.
I believe that. That's I believe what I the care original. About. I believe the original Nintendo 64 controller is where the term "two in the pink, one in the stink" came from. The way that sucker was.
That could
made.
Be true. You can't deny that.
And now every controller looks. The one person that doesn't get the credit it deserves is whoever designed the Genesis controller, because now every controller is basically a Genesis controller with the extra buttons on it. Look it up.
Except the Wii and the Wii U. This is the thing. Nintendo doesn't make those controllers.
The Wii U controller, you cannot play that. You cannot hold that thing for more than like 20 minutes. I think they made it to make sure nobody goes. Has a heart attack playing their games. Like, look, I got to take a break. I cannot hold this thing any longer.
It's not that big. What are you talking about? You have hands twice the size of any other man.
Not
you can't
that,
hold
not
that thing.
It's
for
just
20
the shape is basically it's four square corners.
No,
with no padding.
It's round corners. Round corners, okay, and they got the grooves underneath where you hold it.
Ooh, thank you.
What are you talking about?
Thank goodness for them grooves.
It's like holding a book.
Yeah, book and that's why everybody lays the book down on the table.
You can't hold a book for 20 minutes?
No.
What kind of book? FriendsOnPolitics.com?
I didn't say that. Notice how when people read magazines, they always fold them over because they're uncomfortable.
Because they're lazy. Because they're weak. Want to use one hand instead of two.
Doomplake says the Genesis just copied the NES controller and added a button. No, the NES controller was a small rectangle.
Pain in the ass to hold.
Which was built for 4-year-olds and was so uncomfortable. Ugh. The Genesis controller was a revolution, is what it was.
I like how you diss the NES controller for being for 4-year-olds. How old were you when it came out? Like 21?
Yes. How old was I? Let me see how old was. Let's see. I was probably was around. Let's see. When I was in sixth grade, when the SMS came out, so I was probably in like fourth. I think probably in like fifth grade, fourth to fifth grade. When the NES came out. The NES came out, got it, and I was like, "Eh, okay, this is nice, but eh." And then the Sega Master System came out. I was like, "This is the shit right here. This is gonna take over."
Well, you nailed it.
Well, at the time, though, like
you looked at those Sega Master System boxes with the grid paper and
they looked
drawing done by a 9-year-old, and you said,
they looked
this
high
is
tech
the shit right here.
They looked high tech because if you're a little kid and you walk, and back in the day, remember,
was
there was
kid
no
back in the day. I remember this thinking
there were no
there was
no
a
internet.
One kid in class. You had a Sega Master System.
There was
nobody
no
went
internet.
To his house.
There was no internet. All the magazines basically gave them equal coverage. And when you went into Toys R Us, what? there was one aisle of video games. One side was Sega stuff, the other side was Nintendo stuff. You didn't know one was getting his ass kicked. They looked like they were equal. They looked like they were both pretty equal.
You are whitewashing the history of Nintendo power in your recollection.
No, Nintendo grew.
That was the magazine.
Nintendo took
that was
over.
The magazine every kid got.
I didn't get it.
The Nintendo Power magazine? No, yeah. Electronic Gaming Monthly is the one that everybody read.
No.
Electronic
not,
Gaming
not,
Monthly.
Not in the NES days. Not in the early NES days.
No. I gotta disagree with that because, look, Nintendo Power was what you got when you needed code or something. If you needed information, if you wanted a review,
those maps.
You didn't go to Nintendo Power. You went to Electronic Gaming Monthly.
I don't remember that.
Okay, you don't remember. You probably watched Game Pro. You probably read Video Games.
I watched Video.
Computer
I watched Video Power. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was the one I watched. Video Power. It was on at like 7 a.m. before I went to school.
There was one game, there was one show out there with a guy that ended up, I forgot his name, but he had like 80, he ended up having like 8 or 9 of these, basically the same show, but he stayed young looking for a lot longer than he actually was. He was like a blonde kid, and he was way too excited about video games, but I don't think he really played video games, because he was saying
that one guy that hosted Funhouse?
Yeah, that guy. And then he kept doing, he did like Family Fun House and then College Fun House. And
I didn't even know it went that far.
That guy. And he had like a couple of video games. Yo, he was on GamePro TV, wasn't he? I think he was on GamePro TV. Let me find GamePro TV. Yes, that's him. GamePro TV. This week,
meet Fred. Until this week, my man Fred was in charge of the game lab. The main man, the head dude, the biggest of big, the gargantuan of gonzolas.
You watched that willingly?
Or thought that guy was grounded. Look, when you're in eighth grade, this is the coolest guy in the world.
Really?
Okay. Really? Oh, excuse
maybe,
me.
Maybe things little are kids, different in Virginia.
When little kids are... So you're saying that little kids on TV, when they saw somebody on TV, they didn't think that was the coolest guy. How do you think the Fonz?
Nah.
Have you watched Happy Days Today?
Fonz never said shit like that.
The Fonz was never. The Fonz is like, you're like, that's the cool guy. That was the coolest guy in the world when I was a little kid. Yeah, and now look at him, I was like,
he didn't say
really?
Shit. Like, whatever that clip was you just played, the Fonz never said like, one thing like that in his entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Let me type in the Fonz.
Okay, that's a good radio. You're gonna do a YouTube search.
What are you looking for?
No, you're. Oh, what? Excuse me for not being Howard Stern, for not being Andy and Eddie or whoever the
Eddie and Jobo.
Who?
Yeah.
Hey, Red.
Edit.
Just make yourself comfortable. You aren't going anywhere until the game's over.
That's Ron Howard is being bullied. By a cool jock kid.
I think I'm pretty stupid. Okay. I mean, you really think you can get some sexy chick to call up Luscious Legs Cunningham, come on with some real sweet talk, and you really think I'm gonna?
You know, this
that?
Guy sounds like the guy who hosted your show.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
That guy is. This guy is mega rich right now. So laugh all you want.
Oh, I know.
This guy.
I know. He's playing a character. I get that. In real life, he doesn't talk like this.
Guess who just walked in?
Tom Bosley.
I would let him go unless you want to make medical history.
Yeah. That's the dude that plays the Punisher in Daredevil.
That's way cooler.
That's way cooler than what that funhouse sack of shit
does. I'm telling you, you got an entire gymnasium filled with people in your hair with your new friends playing around. I want you to get lost, all right?
Hey, nobody moves. It's still 4-2.
5-2.
Oh, no, I don't think you understand. See, now, I'm going to save you for last, and what we're going to do alone, so sit down.
That was way too sexist. And that was, I think he just threatened to rape that woman.
How did Happy Days stay on?
I'm pretty sure the Fonz just threatened to rape a girl. And people are applauding. Oh, how good the 70s and 80s were.
Oh, where, you missed that. You missed those days.
I missed the days
you
where
you missed
can
the days where you could
openly threaten
women freely.
Forget that. Openly threaten to rape a girl on national television and the audience applauds you. What was going on in the world? How did we ever survive past that? Jesus Christ. Ugh. Doomplake says Derek remembers everything about the era incorrectly. I do not. No, I don't remember everything incorrectly. I remember good stuff.
Okay.
I'm not saying the Sega Master System beat out the Nintendo.
I hope not.
What I'm saying is that it wasn't a blowout. Like, it wasn't obvious. You wouldn't know it was a blowout. It was a blowout.
Severe blowout.
I'm saying that if you were a kid walking in Toys R Us, you wouldn't know it was a severe blowout. Like if you walked into a, if you're a kid and you walk into Toys R Us and you walked in the RC or the RC car aisle, and you saw the Nico cars and the Tyco RC cars, you're like, oh, Nico's right up there with Tyco RC. Like, no, Tyco's beating the shit out of Nico. You don't know because
you know because you talk to other kids, and what? A consensus is formed.
Talk to other kids. I didn't talk to kids when I was a kid. Well, I think I'm playing video games.
I know,
games.
That's your problem. That's why you don't remember anything that actually happened back then. Nobody I knew
had a Sega Master System.
I had one.
We had one kid. We had this one kid. His name was Ethan. And we all went to his house once just to see what the Sega Master System looked like. And then we never went over there again.
That kid committed suicide when he was 16.
No, he's fine. He's still around. He's living a productive life.
Are you sure? But,
yeah, I'm positive. Billy still does not talk to him.
Billy still does not socialize with him.
I still talk to him. I just won't go over to his house ever again.
Damn, what happened?
He had a Sega Master System.
Kazin says, the Gravis Pro Pad gets no love.
I haven't been over there.
We're not talking about third-party specialty controllers, because then I would talk about the Epic Stick or the Wiko Sticks or it's like that, or the ASCII.
Kazin is asking people if he should eat something. He's asking other people if he's hungry. So I wouldn't worry about what he thinks is going on.
All you people go to
allgames.com. N64 controller, so comfortable.
Allgames.com/... Oh, I remember I was at one of the early E3s, because I went to a bunch of them, and I went to, Nico was, Nico was great, because they always... Nico does not care about the rules and regulations, because there was never a year without booth babes at Nico. Never. And you would go into the Nico room, and there you would play... They had all these games you could play, and they had this one controller like, oh, this is our new big controller, like our new big thing. And you got it, and you put it, and I was like, oh, what's so different about it? It's about the size of a regular controller. And they're like, oh, just wait. And all of a sudden, start blowing in your hand. I had a little fan inside.
Yeah, the airflow
ones. I was like, oh, that's so good. They're like, yeah, we think it's going to be the next big thing. I was like, oh, it's incredible.
How many are those around now?
0.0.
Damn, did I have a concussion or something? I can't.
But they should have more though, because those that was a great thing. I don't know why don't they do it anymore? They should bring it back.
It did well for a while. I remember that controllers. Yeah. It was doing. I don't know. Like I think it changed with this generation. I don't think it's as easy to make third party controllers as it used to be. In terms
fans
of life
are expensive.
And
Okay.
You either get the fan or you get the rumble.
I don't believe for a second that's a Nintendo controller, and I don't believe.
I hope not.
I don't believe that Nintendo is going to kill the Wii U this year. I do believe Xbox is killing the 360 this year.
They have killed that. A long time ago.
There's still games being made for it, though.
I think it's going to...
Yeah, but they probably stopped making 360s a while ago. They might still have a stock of them, but I doubt they're still making them.
Weren't they still selling GameCubes, like, 3 years after they quit making them?
I think they were selling them in South America.
No. 3 years after? No, 5 years.
Oh, yeah. No, that system went on sale in South America and China years after it went on sale here.
Like the Volkswagen Bug.
Like what?
The Volkswagen Beetle was being sold in Mexico up until, like, 1995 or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was like 2002 or something.
Okay, 2002, 95, whatever. Good Lord.
You're listening to All Games Interactive.
Maybe not.
Okay, I got nothing. Look, I don't want to talk about That's Daredevil. It? Show's because over? Daredevil right, was. I got nothing to talk about. I can't talk about Man of Steel. Not Man of Steel, but Batman vs Superman because I haven't seen it. Daredevil. That movie
You've seen it. You've totally seen it because the trailer was 5.5 minutes long and it showed you everything.
Daredevil was good. I like Daredevil. I gotta say, I actually started a tear came to my eye a couple times during Frank's speeches, the Punisher. Daredevil's very good. There's a show called I binged, called Orphan Black, which is okay.
That's a pretty great. Good show.
Well, the first season is good, and then it gets by the third season they get so wrapped up in their own mythology that is you can't even keep up with it. It's one of the things where they should have hit reset or something, but they kept going down the same rabbit hole and it gets more and more complicated where it just doesn't make... Kind of like what happened to...
Lost
it happened to. And what's the other show? The one with Jennifer Garner. Alias. It happened to Alias, too.
Oh.
Where you're like... Where you, if you go back, it's like, wait a minute. If I just trace this back to the beginning, it can't make sense. You guys just kept adding on and adding on and adding on. You should just stopped and reset it.
Well, they'll get another chance when they make an American version.
There's this show called what's this show called? Sphincter? It's not Sphincter.
Sphincter? That's a terrible
name. I don't think there's any show named Sphincter.
It's about a girl who goes into people's dead brains and sees what they saw.
Probably called. Let's call it Sphincter, guys.
Stitchers. That's what it's called, Stitchers.
Okay, that makes
sense. She goes in through the ass.
And it had a main character who has no, like, she's one of the new age characters, which there are way too many of on TV now, where she has no emotions because of whatever reason. And she's very deadpan.
Basically.
Exactly, because she's a very bad, she's beautiful, a beautiful woman. Cannot act a lick, but they had to hire her. But they're like, okay, so just deadpan everything and we'll write into the script that you have no emotions. And they did that. And so the whole first season, she just went straight through like nothing. And it was like, oh, good Lord. Same way how Sheldon on Big Bang Theory has doesn't know how, can't socialize with people and there's a couple of these characters where I think it's something to do with hipsters not knowing how to communicate with others so they write it into their stories. But this show started out fairly simple. It's dumb but simple. People would die and she could use some magic machine to go into their brains and look at the last minute of their life. And then they would go solve whatever mystery needed to be solved. Okay,
sounds
whatever.
Like a video game.
Now, though, now they're starting this whole deep mythology thing where nothing is that doesn't make sense over what happened last season. And of course, and now I guess she went to a couple of acting classes because now she has emotions that they never even explained.
Oh.
Ugh. Ugh. TV. Television. I don't like it. But I can
you don't like it? Because you watch it. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, I do. What are you talking about? That's crazy talk. What am I supposed to do, read books?
If you don't watch TV, who will?
Simon Belmont says, how can Nintendo kill a console that's already dead? That's just mean. The Sega Master System is still being sold in Brazil. The Sega Master System and Genesis, I think, is still being sold here. You can still go down to Rite Aid and get... Genesis. You can still get a lot of these systems. They put them on a chip now. They sell them for like $15.
With all the games built in.
Yeah,
I have one of those Sega Genesis.
I was cleaning up my apartment, and the bottom of like a trash bin, like a trash box or whatever, a junk box. I have like a little controller. I was like, what is this little baby controller? And I was like, oh, it's one of those like you plug into the TV and you can play Ms. Pac-Man and Dig Dug on it. I was like, jeez. This thing is about the size of a matchbook almost. It's crazy small.
What? That's pretty big. How big? What? A controller? The size of a laptop?
No, matchbook.
Oh, Matchbook. I thought you said MacBook. Sorry, I hear it. You know how I am.
Billy, I was.
That is really tiny. That sounds like it would hurt to use.
Yeah, that's why I have never ever plugged it in.
Yeah,
I have never used it.
You bought it. It's a full size box. You open the box. There's a tiny controller in it.
My mom got it for me for like Christmas or birthday or something, and I can't throw it away because it was a gift.
Speaking of, what was in the birthday? What was the mysterious birthday present box?
Canon 70D.
A what?
A Canon 70D.
Oh, the camera you got? Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
Nice.
I told her not to get it. Like, you know how
you didn't smash it like you said you were going to do, right? You didn't throw it on the ground?
No, I didn't. Okay. But I was kind of upset here's the whole story. She was like, Derek, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, nothing, because I don't want nothing. Because I was like, if I want something, I can just buy it. Yeah, I don't,
that's not at this the point, but okay.
I know it's not a point, but like, I would say something like, okay, just give me a magazine, or just give me a book or something, or give me a game.
Give me one of those electronic gaming monthlies I keep hearing about.
Give me a retro magazine. So I can read about the retro stuff. I'm sure there'll be a lot more issues of that coming up.
Yeah, but like
She was at Best Buy, and she was like, okay, Derek, so what game do you want? I was like, how about WWE 2K16? And she was like, she's like, okay, but I won't tell you if you're getting it or not. I was like, okay, bro. And then she's like, I'm thinking about getting a camera, Derek. What kind of, I want a new camera. She just got a new camera like last year. So I was like, what do you need a new camera for? Yeah, this thing I think need a new camera. What's a good camera? Is this a good camera? And she like put up the Canon the T5i. I was like, yeah, I got T5i. It's a good camera. And then she's like, oh, so it is. I was like, ma, no, it's not. No. She's like, okay. So then I was like, no, okay. Oh, ma, you know it's a really good camera? The Canon 1D. That's a great camera. And then she looked at it. She was like, Derek, that's like $3,000. I was like, you just asked me what a good camera was.
I'm calling your bluff, mom.
Yeah, and then she's like, what about the Canon, then she starts talking to the guy. She was like, do you have anything like this, but a little bit more affordable? And the guy like, oh, we have the 70D, and she pointed at us, and she was like, Derek, is the 70D a good camera? And I was like, it's okay, ma, but really, the 1D, that's the only one to have. You know, I was trying like...
Only good camera in this whole store.
Yeah, I was like, ma, if you're gonna do this, you're paying like $8,000 or something, some stupid price. So let's just put an end to it. And he's like, oh, okay. But then I start getting, later on. I was like, I bet you she got a goddamn 70D. I bet she did. Which I'm not gonna be an asshole and say no because it is a great camera. Like I'm not.
You went from not wanting a present to being disappointed that she got
no. You. I'm disappointed that she got me anything. I wanted her to get me nothing. Okay.
Either nothing is a $3,000 camera, mom.
I told her because she's not gonna give me. I said, mom, well, I want a Tesla. That's why. If you want to give me something, that's the only thing I want. I want either Tesla or a video game, and that was my choice. Knowing that choosing between a $100,000 car and a $40 game, pretty sure the $40 game is gonna win out. But instead, she found a way around it and got me a goddamn camera. But you know
what?
How
smart of you.
Yeah, she did. Look, she's a smart woman. She's an intelligent woman.
I know.
She got me. She beat me. She beat me down. When you think about it, I only have half of her brains, right?
What?
I only have half of her brains, of her genetic brain material.
No, I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
Pretty sure that's
how it works. You got a whole brain.
No, but I only have half of her brain.
No, I know. Yeah. I know what you're trying to say.
I'm
there.
Pretty sure
like,
she's smart.
She
passed smarter than my dad.
Half her brain when she laid you.
I'm pretty sure she's more intelligent than my dad. So if you take her intelligence and my dad's intelligence,
okay.
You don't get her intelligence plus. You get awarded down her intelligence.
Well, I don't. Well, I mean, but then she nurtured you. So.
Really? Is that what happened?
Well, did she not? Oh, were you saying she didn't? Okay. Well, we won't go there.
Tire Claw says Tesla. Black Wolf got a Tesla. I don't think I didn't notice that when I was like, wait a minute, Black Wolf's got a goddamn Tesla? What the hell is Black Wolf doing? And then I realized if I wasn't living
software development.
If I wasn't living in Los Angeles, I could probably have a Tesla too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, look, everybody, if you're living in Los Angeles and you're like struggling, then move anywhere right. Just move anywhere to the right of where you're.
Anywhere not a major city. The cost of living goes down by 2/3.
It's crazy cheaper. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I would definitely have a Tesla if I wasn't living in a 1-bedroom apartment in Glendale, California. I've made bad decisions. I've made so many
bad decisions. Just don't come to Tucson.
Not permanent. You can always undo it.
No, I can't. I can't go. I've actually been thinking, because when my mom got in a car accident, I was like, I guess I'm going to... There was a chance I was going to end up having to move back, depending how bad it was. You know? I was like, maybe I'll move back here.
You don't have to move to Virginia, though. You could move...
Well, if my mom got in a car accident to the point where it was difficult for her to walk and stuff, then yes, I would have to move back to Virginia.
Well, right, okay. But I'm saying in the meantime, you could move to Arizona.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't think I'm allowed to.
Move to Ohio?
I'm a little bit too dark.
As long as you're not Hispanic, Derek, it's fine.
Simon Belmont says, the real question is, what and who doesn't disappoint Derek? Nothing and no one. I am disappointed by everything.
You're not disappointed in me.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
How come you haven't sold those last 69 books that you need to get over the hump yet?
I've sold one of them. Oh, I need 68 now.
Well, there you go. Go to allgames.com, click on the Amazon banner, and then buy something. And prove you love All Games. There. Okay.
You can also do that at hdind.webs.com.
So have we talked about enough video game stuff on this stupid show?
I guess so.
There's nothing else for me to talk about.
I thought GZ was gonna call in. He said he was gonna call in and talk about
Microsoft. Nah, cause
that bitch
is a bitch. I used to
like GZ because I thought GZ was fun. I thought GZ like brought
spice. Think he's fun.
But the thing that I don't like about GZ, this is what I don't like about people, this is what I really dislike about some people. People that talk a big game and don't back it up. Not saying, I'm going to beat you up or I'm going to make $1 million next year. Like, just simple shit. Like, easy stuff that they could do. Like, they
talk
about
a small game. He doesn't talk a big game even.
He talks a very small game and still doesn't even still back that up. So I'm like, no. No, I don't want any part of that anymore. Like, you can't back that up? Really? You can't back up a phone call or
this is what he said. This is what he said, and he'll hear this later. And I'm calling him out cuz he's a little bitch. He said, "Oh, next week I don't have to go to work. I'm gonna call into DPL and talk about Phil Spencer and gang 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 and fuck you, GZ. Fuck you."
Tire Claw says,
this is why I enjoy GZ, because he's so full of shit but he still gets under people's skin.
Tire Claw says, I don't think Derek would like driving a Tesla if you're doing these long road trips. Every now and then you have to stop in one of those Tesla charging places. You have to wait 30 minutes or 1 hour. Here's how I know, Tire Claw, as much as I love you, you have not driven a long trip. I have driven many long trips, across the country trips, long distance trips. When I went to visit my mom, the first thing I did was a 3-hour road trip from D.C. down to Virginia, because I flew to D.C. You have to stop. Like, nobody, you're not driving 7 hours. You will stop every 2-3 hours just because you start getting road tired and start weaving and stuff. And your legs start getting cramped. So, and when you stop, you usually stop at like a Dairy Queen or a McDonald's or whatever, get a Coke or water or something, just sit there for half hour. You're going to be sitting there for a half hour anyway. So I don't get why people's like, oh, you got to stop. If you're driving across country, every 400 miles, you're going to have to stop for a half hour to charge up.
That's
part of the point
of driving across country, is to stop at certain places.
You're going to stop anyway. If you've driven across country, I actually did that one time. I actually did, me, my brother, and our friend Rob, we drove back from... From E3 in 36 hours, we went nonstop, like nonstop. It was brutal. God, won't ever do that again. But every other time, you stop. You look at places. You do all this stuff. You always stop. And so that versus having to, if I had to stop for a half hour to fill up my car for free, or stop and have to fill up my car with $80 worth of gas, guess what? Free wins every time. Free wins. I wouldn't like driving.
Free wins, everybody.
Free wins. Kitsune says, Derek, stay there so that we can meet if I move to San Diego. I will tell you guys a secret. What happened? What was going on? Back, like what? Like 6-7 years ago? I think it was right before Kitsune got married. Like, I was like, Kitsune was going to come to E3. I was like, oh, if Kitsune came to E3, then I'm going to ask Kitsune out. Boy. And she never came to E3. I feel like we were, I feel like we were ships
just,
in the wind.
Just missed each other.
Oh, well, I'm pretty, yeah.
The fact that she was, different right now.
The fact that she was in a long-term relationship with the man who eventually became her husband.
Yeah.
And she's like, I had nothing. Deal. Yeah, please, man. That was a fleeting moment. I was like, I wonder if Kitsune shows up. If Kitsune shows up, I'm going to ask her out. But she didn't show up.
Now, it wasn't a case of like Kazan, where Kazan kept saying he wanted to meet Kitsune, and then he would go to her Best Buy and hide behind
never say
the
who he was.
Oh, wait,
like she didn't show up to E3, and you just hid behind the, you know,
wait
like
a minute.
The CD rack or something.
Did Kazan do that?
Yeah.
He would go to her work, but never say who he was.
Wait a minute. That's not good. That's, that's kind of worrisome sounding to actually. Ooh.
Or maybe Kazan. I'm remembering it wrong.
Kazan, call in and explain yourself, because that's not good.
that's not happening.
That's not good. Okay. Tiger Claw says, yeah, but doesn't take you 30 minutes to pee. Tiger Claw. Ugh,
what?
This is...
that's this not is, the point.
This is what you do when...
you eat, you pee, you shop a little bit, you do some sightseeing. It adds up to 30 minutes.
Yeah, you walk around the travel center and look at all the crap you're not going to buy. You if you're with somebody, you talk about somebody, you look around. Or you just sit there and look at the people going in. You rest for 30 minutes. You don't just go in and pee and then jump back in your car. Like, driving across country is not... we're not doing a cannonball run here. You're going to... You stop and, like, ugh. I would love to take another road. I was actually thinking about taking a road trip.
You should take a road trip to Florida.
I'm not going to Florida.
Ugh,
I actually did take a road trip to Florida, though. When my brother was living down there, I drove down there to deliver his... I got him a toy motorcycle, not toy, like one of the little mini bikes, those mini motorcycle things. I put that in a trunk and I drove down there to give it to him. 12-hour trip. I stopped. I think like 3 times.
Florida goes on forever. It doesn't look like it from the map, but that damn state goes on forever.
Kitsune, if I walked in, I will tell you guys a story about the girl I liked at GameStop. I walked into GameStop one day. This was back on, I think, when the original Xbox was out, because I remember going into GameStop one day and I saw this girl behind the counter. I was like, whoa, hello. But I was still very socially awkward. Right. So I just said, hi. And I bought a game. I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I just said, I remember saying like a whole bunch of nothing. And I can't. And then, I was like, oh man, I should have said this, and should have said this. And so then, I went back the next day, but
bought
I didn't
another
want
to, copy of the game.
I didn't want to seem like a creeper, and so I bought Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Oh, good pick. I mean, of all the games,
and I was
of
like,
all the games now, ever made.
I know, but because I didn't like, and I was like, and and she was like, oh, DOAX. And I was like, yeah, I hear that volleyball is actually a really good game of volleyball. Like, I hear the volleyball game in it is actually really good. And she said, yeah, yeah, I think I heard that too. And I was like, yeah. And then so I thought that was a good exchange. So then sure. I came yeah. back the Perfect. Third day, which was a huge mistake.
And you just bought like a Hustler? You're like, here, I would like one copy of Hustler, please.
I was flipping through like the cards or something. Like, I think it was like maybe like, but doing something. But at that point, she's like, I asked her about a game, and she's like, oh yeah, that game's good. Me and my boyfriend play it a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay. But she knew what was going on. She knew what was happening. She was like, let me shut this down real quick. So Kazan, that's the worst that would have happened if you actually talked to Kitsune. Like, she would have said, you would have said something, and then you would have came back the next day, which you obviously did already. And then she would have
ended up
else.
With three games you didn't want.
Yeah, you would have bought a bunch of, you would have spent $120 on games. And then Kitsune would have been really nice to you because she's a nice person, and you would have said, oh, she's nice to me, let me come back the next day. And then Kitsune was like, yeah, that game's great. Me and my husband play it all the time. And then Kazan would be like, oh, okay. And then that's it. Which isn't bad.
And then you'd have a great story.
Wait a minute. You know what? I think that might be bad. I think that counts as being bad. Is that like?
No. Well, I mean, you didn't come back after. It's not great that you did this 3 days in a row. I'll say that. But at least you struck out. You went down swinging. You didn't do anything untoward. You were just shopping. Yeah. You actually bought stuff from the store.
See, that's the weird line that's being drawn now, where it's like, if it's unwanted, then it's really bad. But if it's wanted, it's
not,
well, like,
that's not a new thing. I mean, it's always been bad if it's unwanted.
Like, well, I mean, just like if you just go to a girl,
it's not good to go to somebody's place of work and ask them out because then you're cornered.
Well, if you were Ryan Phillippe and went in. Then maybe it would have, like, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, okay, but
you know what I'm saying?
We're not. Yeah, I know, right? But you still, you're putting somebody in a spot where they can't really
exactly. walk away. That's why I said. I realize it's a bad thing to do. But at the same point, you're not supposed. What's even worse is waiting until they get off of work and like, oh, you just got off of work and then like wait for them outside.
Yeah, which that's is what fine. Cass, but you just talked to her, like you made conversation. That wasn't It wasn't like you asked her out. That would be hypothetically what Kazan would have done if he'd gone to the Best Buy and I've done that. Just made conversation and then you leave and that's it.
I've done that because how about this? I actually talked about this in chat like years ago when it happened. I used to get late night sandwiches from Wawa. I would get a sub sandwich late, a sub and a salad and a drink from Wawa. And it would be like at 1 a.m. because I was a night owl. Still kind of am. I was out at 3 o'clock last night buying aluminum foil for no reason. And there was a girl there who she looked like, I could actually show, like there was a, she looked like an actress. And I was like, wow, she looks just like the actress. And when I was there, I guess it was like 1 a.m. Nobody was there, and like we had, and like when as Wawa they make your sub while you're doing it, so there would be like downtime, so we would like start talking, like so what are you doing this weekend, blah blah blah, or did you see this show, blah blah blah, it's like that sort of thing, right? And so this went on for like probably like 2 weeks, right?
2 years,
not 2 years, like 2 weeks, 2 weeks. And at one point, and I was like, you know what? I think, let me go now. Which was a huge mistake, but I did. And so, like, I went in, I did a regular thing, and we talked, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about going up to, she was going to go see some show, some festival or whatever, over the weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And I left. And like she gave me the sandwich, and I left, and I sat in the car. I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and take my shot. And so I walked back in, and I was like, hey, just wanted to know if you were free this weekend, if you'd like to go out sometime. And she was like, I'm taking a break from dating right now. She's like, thanks, but I'm taking a break from dating right now. And I was like, oh, okay, no, no, that's no problem. Yeah. And I left. And I was like, and I got back home, and I was on the chat room, and she was like, I was like, is there such a thing as a girl just saying she's taking a break from dating right now? Is that like a thing?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it is. I don't want to. Yeah, I'm taking a break from you. I don't want to go out with you. And you know how I knew?
Dude, like, talk to any woman who is dating and just listen to the story she tells about what an exhausting fucking mess it is. And you'll need a break from it just after you listen to enough stories. Yeah, it's absolutely true that women take breaks from dating, of course.
I came back. I went back a couple of times again, but then I was like, it's kind of, I felt awkward. So I started going like during the day and the afternoon, and I guess she changed shifts eventually. Like, so like 2 months later, like I saw her again. So I said, hey, how you doing? She said, hi. And now she was obviously pregnant.
Okay. So maybe like, that's why she was taking a break from dating.
I was thinking maybe the break didn't work out. Maybe the break was a little short-lived.
Well, maybe it was.
Kitsune says girls can go on a break from dating if they have had a bad relationship. Good point. Kitsune says Casey, her husband, just friended me and then got in my pants. You mean like friended it on Facebook? That doesn't know.
I assume well, that's real how, life.
Mandy met her husband, Mandy who works at Loot Crate. I don't know. Am I supposed to say where people work at? I guess, no, it's public.
If you don't know, then maybe not.
Okay. So
too late
Mandy,
anyway.
Well, she's on the video.
You can bleep it out in editing.
She's on her YouTube. She's on her YouTube videos. Like she met her husband like playing video games on Xbox. Like he was on, like he met her on met her on Xbox Live, like playing Halo or something, or Final Fantasy, one of those goofy games.
That can happen. I mean, you meet people, you speak to them, you get to know them, and things just happen.
Simon Belmont says, talk about those bad Batman versus Superman early reviews. I already said I won't do that until I actually see it. Kitsune says, I originally met him in high school, but we didn't date. I would love to talk crap about it. I wish Casey was part of this group, this community, so that I can bust his balls about that. I was like, how many years you just look at it like, say, one day, I'm biding my time. I mean, all your friends are like, man, just go and ask her. I was like, nope, time's not right. It's not, she's not ready. It's like, what? You've been liking that girl for like 4 years now. Nope. My master plan, I'm still putting in motion. And he got the last laugh. It took him 10 years.
He played the long game. That's what he was doing.
Okay, Suni says, so if you know a girl you like from high school, go back to your hometown and see what she's doing. No.
It's a good idea. You should do that.
Let me see what girl...
For the last 4 years.
Let's see.
Go through your high school phone book.
High school phone book?
Yeah.
I remember I met a girl I liked in high school at a job. Like, I was working at the Domino's call center. And then she came in and she started working there. And I was like, oh, hey, whatever your name is. And we started talking. And then, like, the second day, no, it was, like, second or third day or something. Like, we were talking. She was like, my boyfriend's coming to pick me up. I was like, oh, God damn it. That happens a lot. Like, I didn't say that to her, but in my brain.
That happens a lot. That's the name of this show. That happens a lot.
And then she left there. She didn't like working there. Maybe because I was always talking to her, but she didn't say. But she left there and she went to work across the street at Walmart. I think it's Walmart was paying more because it was the same hours. And I saw her one day at Walmart. I don't know if that's a good idea. If you like somebody in high school, to go track down track them down on Facebook to see what they're doing, to see if they're single.
you know, it's not all at once, but check in, see what they're doing, catch up, say hey.
See if they have a gamer tag.
And you never
then,
know.
And then ask if they want to play The Division with you or something.
Okay.
Make sure you have The Division before you ask them.
No, don't buy The Division unless somebody from your high school that you want to date has it. That's the only reason you should buy The Division.
You can buy The Division from allgames.com by clicking the Amazon links.
Yeah.
Or from hdind.webs.com.
No, you can't. You can buy Hammer from Allgames. You just go to allgames.com, click the Amazon link at the top. You go buy some underwear. Go buy a Akira comic book. You can buy anything. If you're going to buy anything,
you know what you guys are doing? You guys are making it so that no one's going to use either of these.
Okay, you know what?
They'll just disappoint one of you if they use either of them.
Look, no. There's been a whole bunch of people that have already disappointed me, and you were there for that, so don't even matter.
I'm not one of those people. I've come through.
No, you're not. You are the greatest one next to Opti.
That's right. Doomplague went back to his hometown to see the girl he liked in high school, and he works 20 feet away from her. But he said he's fucked up because he saw her like 2 years after high school at his aunt's house. He was about to make his move, but then she walked by in a wedding dress that his aunt was adjusting for her.
Oh. Oh, plus Rumspringer was over, so she wasn't available anymore.
Yeah. It really brings everything into focus when you realize that Doomplague is Amish, and he was probably.
It's a real short window.
Yeah, your window of opportunity is like 4 days, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
One hot weekend.
Speaking of Dead or Alive, Kitsune actually bought Dead or Alive. The new Dead or Alive came out on PlayStation 4, and Kitsune actually bought it. And when I looked at it, all I saw on Instagram was a picture of the picture of the box. And the first thing I thought was, what sad man is so happy about buying this that he's announcing it to the world? And I saw it was Kitsune. I was like, oh, it's Kitsune. Oh, that's actually kind of cool. Like, it actually became kind of, oh, it's kind of cool. But,
do we know what's in that game besides?
Is that the one?
Yeah, it's the controversial one that they're not selling in America.
All of them are the same. All the Dead or Alive streams are the same. There's a minimal volleyball game in there, and the volleyball game is so simplistic. It's just there so you can see girls jumping up and down. That's all.
That first one was actually it seemed like an honest attempt at a volleyball game, and since then they just kind of shoved that in there. But it's more just like, what do? Like take photos or what? I mean, I don't even know what else you do.
Exactly what you do. You try to win enough money so you can buy, quote, gifts, and the gifts are in the form of skimpier and skimpier bikinis to give to the pretend girls, and then you have the pretend girls do a photo shoot for you. It is, it's creeptastic. It's almost
as creepy as liking a girl.
It's like liking a girl and just going there and watching her work and never talking to her. Almost that.
Is it a mini game? Like you take pictures of them and you get points?
I just think you take pictures. I don't think you get points for them.
The creepiest.
Kitsune, she's in chat. Let's see. They added more activities like collecting. Now you can collect the bathing suits. And it's Booby Engine 2.0. That's real. That is the Booby Engine in video games. For a little while, they kind of toned it down now. Where for a little while, the booby engines and games just got ridiculous. Like, I was like, you guys have seen breasts move before, right? Because those suckers are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, more power to Kitsune. If she's enjoying the game.
Somebody has to.
Yeah.
Here, I'll post a... No, that's, you know, that's creepy too. I was going to post a picture of the actress that the girl looked like. I'm not gonna everything. Most of what guys do is creepy. Guys, if you know that, like, most of what you do is creepy. Try not to over creep. Just know that. Kitsune says the boobs in this one actually have some weight, and she's gonna she took some pics. Post them at, you know what, Kitsune? Post them in the, post them wherever you want to post them, but also don't feel free to post them on allgames.com. There's a Cat and Fox forum. I'm sure you can figure out a way to get pictures.
Or post them in the Facebook group.
Or in the Facebook group, or on allgames.com, where it actually.
But make sure, Miss H can't see them.
I don't think I don't think Miss H should be upset about pictures of women, especially that she likes Kitsune a lot. So I don't think Kitsune can do a lot. And in fact, Miss H, like when we're talking about the website and stuff, I was like, oh yeah, Retrograde, that's probably not coming back. She's like, no. She's been very very busy. She's had a lot on her mind. I can tell from her Facebook there. So that show's probably coming back soon. I'm like, okay, ma.
Uh huh. Okay.
Pert Burst says, see any pole dancing yet? Oh, Kitsune says, should I do a review for allgames.com? Yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You don't have to ask that. People, if you have a video game and you are anywhere close to a decent writer or not a decent writer, yes, write a review.
That'd be a great review to have because it's an American woman living in Japan who has a copy of this game that is not fit for America, supposedly. That'd be a good perspective.
And then at the end, you can link to the game.
The thing is, well, no, I can't because it's not an Amazon.
You have to get a Japanese affiliate account. No,
I won't get money. I won't get money from it. If they released that game in America, I don't think they're a big enough company where I don't think it would do good for them. It would help them.
The game is being released. It's just not going to have the 10 lines, I thought.
Really?
No, I think they pulled it completely from release.
Yeah, I think they're not going to put it out at all.
Yeah.
Well.
They just don't think it'll sell enough. That's the other reason they're saying.
The
market is only like 10.
That's probably 100% true. Those things do not sell.
The truth is,
who would buy one?
When back in the day when the Xbox was around, it was still getting seeing pictures of naked women was still a big deal. Now, and therefore, a video game version of girls jumping up and down in skimpy clothes was great. Did everything you needed to do. I still like how they said age limit and people put up 99. I think they should actually. I wish Tecmo went in there and trick people and you put 20 to 35 to 40 nice little boobies, nice size boobies, and then you put 76, 84. All of a sudden, all the girls' boobies like all saggy and have stretch marks on them and all hanging around. All the way down to stomachs and stuff. That's what they should do when you put in 99. Because what do people expect when they put in 90? I'm 99 years old. They the boobies are gonna bounce even more because of the algorithm. No, stupid. But now today, you don't even have to look for porn. You can just go to Bing or Google and turn off safe search and do a search for anybody and put any word. Turn off safe search and then do a search for cheese. And guess what? You're going to see some boobies. Turn off safe search and do a search for cheap houses. And guess what? You're going to see some boobies. So it's not hard. Seeing boobies is not that big of a deal. And you know what? Why is it that big of a deal? Half the population has them. In fact, 100% of the population has them.
Well, a lot of men have them, too.
Yeah, everybody has boobs.
Especially in this country.
If you really want to see boobs, just look down. There you go. There you go.
Please don't make fun of my boobs. Thanks.
Just look at them. Smack them. Simon Belmont says, the fact that all the previous Dead or Alive Extreme games were released and the latest one is being censored shows how much this country is regressing under this current administration. What? You're blaming Obama? Did you just say thanks, Obama, for a Japanese
thanks, Obama.
God damn it, Obama.
I can't get my Japanese softcore porn game, Obama. You're blaming the President of the United States because a Japanese company is not releasing a softcore porn game in America. That is the President's fault.
Away the 10.
The President is supposed to go over to Japan and say, look, I'm here. Forget all the trade disputes. Forget the economy. I'm not here to talk about the weather or the environment. We hear that you guys aren't going to be releasing this softcorn porn volleyball game.
Do you see why I wrote this book? Do you understand why I made this book?
How do people, how does that work in your brain where you blame anybody? If you're going to blame somebody, you blame the company that decided they weren't going to make enough money, because that's the only reason they didn't release that game. Because
blame the company that made a shallow game and wants to sell it for $60.
They made a stupid game where the only reason to get it is because you want to see boobs, and they realize, oh, you can see boobs anywhere, so maybe we can't sell that many of them in America. Good Lord.
Obviously, this would all be different with Trump.
that's what he said. He said, that's why Trump is going to win. People are tired of so much political. So, wait a minute. Here's the thing. Here's what Simon Belmont is saying is going to happen. A registered voter is going to, he's sitting at home reading whatever websites he reads and says, oh, the Japanese softcore porn game is supposed to release today. Let me go down to GameStop. He goes to GameStop, looks through all the shelves, then goes to the clerk and says, I'm looking for Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball 3 Fantasy World, or whatever it's called, for my PlayStation 4. And they say, oh, that wasn't released in America. You're like, son of a bitch. And then he leaves and goes directly to the ballot box and says, I'm voting for Trump. Because if Trump was in charge, he'd make sure the Japanese gave us, I can't jerk off without Trump. That's what he's saying. He's saying that people can't masturbate unless Trump is the president.
Vote for Trump. Make America kawaii again. Kawaii. Kawaii.
Kid Studi says, I don't understand why this one was banned, but not Senran Kagura Estival Versus. No, I did not. I don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, it wasn't banned. It was just the company decided not to sell it here.
That's another thing. Like, people are saying, use the word banned or censored, and neither of those are true. The company just said, no, we're not going to sell it. Which, guess what? Happens with a lot of Japanese games. And nobody said American you can't games. Buy it. If you want to buy it, guess what? Go buy it. You can still buy it. You can still go to Amazon.co.jp and put on Google Translate and order that sucker. And they have it shipped to America. If you got to jerk off that bad, and here's another thing: if somebody comes out and say they want that game to play volleyball, the same way I was bullshitting that girl in GameStop when I was like, "Oh, I heard the volleyball is really good at it." Like if you come out and say that's why you want that game, then come on, be true to yourself.
Take your own advice. You already did this.
You're the only one wrestling for the athleticism.
Years ago, I did that. I knew I wouldn't do it again today.
We do need a new volleyball game, though. It's been a long time since we had like a Super Spike kind of volleyball game.
I like there was a VTech made a volleyball game, which was 2D.
Yeah.
I liked that game.
That was a good volleyball game. And the market is wide open for that.
Wait a minute, so Kit Sumi says, I'm not jerking off to them, and I think it's actually sad if you do, but hey, of course you're not jerking off to them, Kit Sumi. You got all the same stuff. Wait, see, now I'm being all sexist again.
Yeah, good Lord. Yeah, I mean, look, if people want to play that game and they find some kind of enjoyment from it, more power to them. I don't know. But the reason it's not coming to America is because the company doesn't think it'll make enough money. Or make any money.
Let's see. Heck just posted the link in chat. Wait, did that link come from your goofy website there, Heck? Let me look. Yeah, it did, you son of a bitch. I knew you did it. Don't click that link, everybody. Don't you click that link.
It's an Amazon link. It's perfectly legal.
Don't click that link. That link will give you malware from Japan.
It will not.
People are talking about beach bikers. There aren't that many Volleyball. I saw actually on Xbox, which made me want to really get back into development again, because I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong. There's a lacrosse game on Xbox One. A lacrosse
game. An indie game or a legit?
A legit game on Xbox One.
Retail game.
Yeah, and it has a spot. It's like it has a tie-in with some guys. It's like Bob Norton's like World Lacrosse the Championship. It's like, what the fuck? Like, who, first of all, who is this guy? And why did you guys decide? Is lacrosse that big where people see that name? Let me do a search. Hold on.
I mean, if wrestling can get a game, why not lacrosse?
Hey. One you know what I'm for?
One it's, of not that it's not that lacrosse got a game. It's that they have a game with a cover athlete.
This guy. Yeah.
The cover athlete is what... I was like, wait a minute. Who is that guy? Casey Powell. Casey Powell lacrosse, 16. Like, who the fuck is Casey Powell? And right now, I hope there's at least one person out there like, fuckers don't know who Casey Powell is. Casey Powell's a man. 16.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they do one every year. I'm sure it's like the eighth Casey Powell game. Guys, you get a new Powell.
It's like 16. Don Bradman's cricket. I mean, there's an audience somewhere.
Ooh. My thing is, not okay, they made lacrosse 16. Sure. Good. I'm sure it's a great game. The Federer's like, what are we going to do to take us over the top? We have to get the Casey Powell license, everybody. We have to go. Like, how much money did they pay Casey Powell to put? If it's more than $15, if it's more than like 3 free copies of the game, then I got to say, I don't know if they got their money's worth. And that's only because I have no idea who Casey Powell is.
Maybe he's just a developer at the company
who's just really into lacrosse.
He's like David Crane. He just put his name on it because nobody cared.
It'd be funny if it turns out like Casey Powell is actually a woman. It's like she's the greatest lacrosse player in the world.
The Michael Jordan of lacrosse.
Yeah, and everybody thinks
you never
guy
know.
Just because there's a guy, just because there's a man pictures up there, Casey Powell is the greatest player.
Because we're a bunch of assholes in America. Mm-hmm. I think that if nobody, we don't know who this person is, and nobody does.
That's right, America.
It turns out that Casey Powell played for the Chicago Machine of Major League Lacrosse, which I didn't even know we had a team.
Yeah, I want to go to that. I want to go to that stadium.
That's weird.
Here's the thing. I watched a match. I watched internet. What do you call it? A YouTube video of a wrestling match today, with the lovely Sarah Stock, aka Sarita, aka Dark Angel, versus somebody else, some no-name lady, and. Both of them had full entrances. They came in. They were obviously in some kind of gym somewhere. And it would maybe 15 people, maybe 20 people were there. But they went through their whole spiel, did a great match and everything. But still, it was 15 people they were performing in front of. I got to believe that's about 5 times as many people go to a Major League Lacrosse game.
Apparently we lost. We didn't give them enough attendance, and the team moved to Rochester.
Ooh.
So, city of Chicago lost a sports team to Rochester, New York. So I think your theory might have some credence.
Let me see. The teaser trailer.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
The gold. Eats the shot and stops any chance for a late upset. Ricochets off the pipe and gets the gold.
You know what though? The graphics look good.
Sounds better than WWE.
I gotta admit,
these are some... it does.
Yeah, the graphics look good. Well,
maybe it's I'm a guessing, good game.
Yeah, there's a very good chance this is a great game. Very good chance. And this video's been out for a month, and it already has 22,000 views. So,
what is your why did this want you? Why did this inspire you to want to get back into game development?
Because if goddamn lacrosse 16 is a major retail game, because I was like, is this like a free game? Is it like $4.99? No, it's a full game that they put out. Like, I could do that. I'm pretty sure more people want to blow a spaceship stuff than play video lacrosse.
All right.
Mic'd up. Get Casey on Powell it, returns to the MLL. Is that Major League Lacrosse? It's like,
yeah.
That's got to be a second job, though, right? No, that's not anybody's first and only job.
Well, maybe not for this guy. Maybe this guy's like the one guy who makes a six-figure salary from it.
Six-figure. Well, look, I'm looking.
Hey, that's one job. Video. That's all you need.
He pulls up. I'm saying mid two figures tops, maybe. He pulls up. And is like
$35 a year to play lacrosse.
I think he walks in. He drives up and is like Lincoln Continental, 1998 Lincoln Continental. He bought secondhand, and he is the cock of the walk. Everybody, like, oh, there's Casey with that Lincoln. Mr. Powell. Wait, I thought this was, I swear, here's the thing, guys. I thought I was playing a video of a practice. This got to be like a scrimmage of their practice thing. But this is them, like, in their uniforms in a regular match. There's nobody in the stands. There's nobody there, but this is a full-on match. Oh my God! They circle around and you can see there's nobody there. There's more people on the field than in, and they have a video game, is what I'm saying. And it looks like a good video game at that. Now I gotta try to get an interview. And should I start doing interviews again on this show?
No.
Yeah.
Well, Billy just said no, so it's 1-1.
Unless it's with like crazy people, like the O-Town guy. Like, if you want to interview nutcases like that, I would support that.
Why not Casey Powell?
But like, well, I don't know. I mean, go ahead. He probably needs the money if he's as poor as you say he is. But
what about Lincoln?
I don't know what you would talk about. I feel like you'd spend the whole interview resenting him because
I would.
Because, yeah. So I don't think that's a good interview. Unless you verbalize that resentment and then you turn it into a train wreck.
Yeah, I'd make him very, very awkward and why am I here?
I'd be okay with that.
Like, do I know? But
like
guy?
The Madden,
do I do anything
like yet? The Madden producer or something? I don't care about that.
I stopped doing interviews, one, because I had that disastrous interview with that one guy. It was really bad. The guy that said that some guy talked shit about a controller, and then the people on Penny Arcade made fun of him, and then the whole
that control freak thing, was that it or something else?
It was not control freak. It was he was a guy selling like a controller, like some weird looking controller that I guess turned out to be a piece of shit, but he said something about like gamers or whatever, and then the Penny Arcade people like picked up on it and made fun of him, and then everybody said he was a piece of crap, and we interviewed him on the show.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah, the PR guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
And
wow.
I was trying to
a while ago.
And since everybody hated him, I was like, I'll do something. I'm not gonna just beat on this guy. I'm gonna do the interview like I'm on his side and take his point of view and everything.
Yeah, and I remember that.
That was a huge mistake.
Yeah, because that guy was a shithead.
Yeah, he was not. That was very bad, and I never recovered from that.
Well, you did, because you did that. You did that great O-Town interview after that.
Oh, that was great. Where somebody called in and just started cursing them out.
I think you need to do
a
Where Are They Now episode on the O-Town X.
I was here. This is weird because I was talking to my brother. Me and my brother were talking like for 4 hours last night. And one of the things we talked about was O-Town, because we were talking about retro. And I was like, well, it's not as bad as O-Town. And he's like, O-Town's? They stood around. I was like, yes, they did update 15 hours ago saying they're done. Like, O-Town is still going strong, everybody. OTownNext.com. Otan on Facebook. Literally yesterday they put up
that they're done.
Yeah, they put up a post to say core development is completed. Everybody, it's very exciting. I'm like, what?
Core development after what? 5 years?
Look, whatever they're done, it's on $399. No downloads. The game, it makes its own games. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. Go look it up yourself. OtanX.com.
Well, are you going to get a review unit then?
They can't even afford that.
They have boxes, though. Yeah. They have some nice-looking boxes. Yeah, some nice-looking boxes.
Okay. Is it a render of a box or is it an actual box?
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was a render of the box, but then it looks like it looks like it's the actual box.
They made it in Maya.
Number 10.
They probably did.
Number 10, Xbox 360. It is going to be gone soon. They just announced that you can actually buy Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One now, so there is literally no reason to own one.
That is a nice looking box, that Otan box. I'm pretty sure it's rendered though, because the logo is spilling over on the side.
No, there's a whole bunch of pictures though of there's a couple pictures of stuff on top of the box.
Okay, well then it must be real.
Yeah, it gotta be real. If you have an Xbox One, you don't need the Xbox 360 going to sell yours. Number 9, Steam Machine. Number 8, Raspberry Pi. Number 7, PS3. Number 6, iOS. You're not going to say that about here? Otan ain't making
it. You just said it finished development. It's not on the list at all.
And they have an exclusive game. They have an exclusive game,
I thought it made its own games. They should all be exclusive.
Destiny Boy. Simon Belmont says, so the Otan is Otan, O-T-O-N, O-T-O-N-X. Costs more than the Xbox One. Yes, because it's funny because after we were talking about it, we were looking at the Otan, it was $399. My brother was on the phone. He's like, I'm just going to go to get an Xbox One right now, Derek. See, so you bought an Xbox One. So Otan actually lost his sale right there.
Well, I mean, a quote-unquote sale, yeah.
It was funny because on the Xbox One, my brother, there was, they have a deal where you can get a refurbished one with a Kinect for $299. But right beside it, or you can get a new one for $350 and will give you these three free games. Plus, on top of that, you can choose another free game. So I was like, well, what loser is buying a refurbished one when you can get five games for $50 more and it's brand new?
I can make that box in Photoshop.
Derek is right. It's a real box.
Yeah, what? See? Told you.
It's a real box. I found another photo.
Well, it might be a real box, but that picture doesn't look real.
That's a good looking logo. I'll give them that. I mean, they got nothing else, but I'll give them that their logo is a nice looking little logo.
Number 5, Wii U.
Damn.
Wait a minute. I'm missing one. Wait a minute. Oh, I guess not.
No. iOS.
Six was iOS. 5, Wii U.
I thought I could have swore that the NX was supposed to be
NX iOS. Is number 1.
NX ain't nowhere up here. I can take out that.
You said like
it. Here's a spoiler. The NX ain't up here. Which I thought it should. I think it should be up here, though. I think it should be number 6. Very true.
Should be number 2.
Wouldn't it have been up there last week?
Should be number 2, and VR should be number 1.
I gotta look in the Zeitgeist machine and make sure that I have entered Nintendo NX. Maybe it's not in the database or something. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the Zeitgeist machine is just an Otan box.
Number 4, 2DS, 3DS. Get your Pokemon. Number 3, PS4. Get your Pokemon. Number 2, Xbox One.
What?
Number 2 is Xbox One. And it beat out the PS4. Because it got an extra 400 games or something Because then I can just buy them straight from your backward compatibility slot. So, there you go. And the new update that came out, it did nothing. I don't know, it did something. Number one, Oculus Rift. And I'm guessing number that's because that's partly because it's getting very close to release. Everybody's talking about it. But I think most people are talking about it because they just announced that porn is available for it.
So. Everybody's pre-ordering it from Amazon.
Ships next week, right?
Well,
for the first wave.
Yeah, when it shows up in stores, then I'll be interested.
Is it ever going to show up in stores? What stores are going to carry it? Or are they just going to sell it direct?
Spencer's Gifts. That's it's going to carry.
I don't know. I'm not convinced it's going to show up in stores. Not the first one.
What about, well, if the other one show up, if the, well, the Valve, the Vive.
I'm not convinced the Vive one is either.
Well, PlayStation is.
Yeah, PlayStation is, but I'm not, the other two. I mean, when they opened pre-orders, they sold them direct. They didn't sell them on Amazon or anything.
Simon Belmont says the Xbox One price drop should place it at number one. They didn't announce porn for the Xbox One. So, there you go. Okay. Is that it? No, that's it.
That's it.
Anything anybody want to say before we get out of here?
Before I get out of here,
you guys are going to say?
If you're going to shop at Amazon, go to hdind.webs.com.
Go to allgames.com and click the All Games. Because here's where you have people. Because we've been around for 20 years and have never tried to sell you anything. This is one way to get back.
Hecht has been around for like 35 years.
This is I can give back.
34.
Maybe you don't want a shirt for some reason. I don't know why. You can buy a shirt. But if you don't want that, then buy whatever you want from Amazon. And that'll still help us out. That's all. Just a little bit of help. That's all we're asking.
And that's a fallacy. Allgames.com used to have a shop that used to try to sell everything to everybody.
Scott Rubin had a shop.
It was All Games?
Scott Rubin had a shop. That was All Games? That was AGI or something. I don't know.
It was All Games. Look, just because you take over doesn't mean that the history isn't there.
Yes, I'm like Donald Trump. Once I'm in charge, I'm like Kevin Owens. Once I'm in charge, nothing else before me matters. How great of a job is Kevin Owens doing? How is Kevin Owens the best heel on the network right now? Hey, Kevin Owens is doing such a good job as a bad guy.
Yeah. He's great.
Chris Jericho, I think, is going overboard, trying way too hard. But Kevin Owens, perfect. Perfect. Okay.
The show is over.
It is over. What do you want to plug, Billy O'Keefe?
Nothing.
Yes, you do. Plug friends on politics.
I already plugged it to all these people. I plugged it. If they want to get one, they know where it is.
Maybe there's somebody new listening.
There's nobody new listening. You lost all your listeners when you started talking about Amazon affiliates.
Heck, what do you want to plug?
Friendsonpolitics.com.
There you go. I will plug all the other great shows on allgames.com. Not just this one. Not even Knuckleballer, which is coming up next. Or R9Cast with Bridget and SG. Or ZombieCast. Or Horrible Gamers, or Tiny Wimey Team Time. We also have the Cat and Fox. We have Woman Up. We have Girls on Games. We have Level 40, 42 Level 1, Shieldcast, blah, blah, blah. In-game chat.
Girls on Game?
Game on Girl.
Okay.
There you go. Whatever. Bye, everybody.